very surprising rehearsal today.
Not surprising that we rehearsed, although that can be surprising in itself.
Surprising in the songs that emerged. Hit it.
Any Grateful Dead fans out there? Any fans of Reckoning, the album Reckoning? That's when the Grateful Dead go into their acoustic altered ego. And this is a fun one from that. Once upon a time there was an engineer who drove the locomotive both far and near, accompanied by a monkey who would sit on the stool, watching everything the engineer would do. The engineer wanted a bite to eat. Left the monkey sitting on the driver's seat. The monkey pulled the throttle up and moved, jumped the gun. Did 90 miles an hour down the main line run. Big locomotive right on time. Big locomotive going down the line. Big locomotive number 99. Left the engineer with a worried mind.
The engineer called up on the phone, told him all about his locomotive was gone. Said get on the wires, was I'm afraid to cry. The monkey's got the main line sewed up tight. Switch operator got the message in time. So there's a northbound leaving on the same main line. Open up the switch, we're gonna let him through the hole. The monkey's got the locomotive under control.
Big locomotive right on time. want to do the in the round thing?
Oh, okay, sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we haven't had a chance. This is actually our first show playing together as a duo here. And hopefully the
and
first
whether it's our last depends on how all of you respond.
Yes.
Mm. Feeling okay so far.
My point with that is that we haven't had a chance yet to teach each other all of our songs. So we're going to do some stuff by ourselves. We're going to do like a...
Oh, thank you.
Oh, wow. All right, well, so this is one that I'll eventually hopefully teach you. This is actually more of a summertime song, but we'll do it here at the freshly after the solstice.
See, finally, you are my honey, I'm your bee.
honey, let me be your honeybee. Yeah. Honey, let me be your honeybee. Oh, honey, let me be your honeybee.
I'll play one for you that Zach actually does know. He doesn't remember that he knows it, but he played on the record. Mm. I'll tell you, I learned a new thing about this song today, a wonderful thing. The song is called The Bounty of the County, and it's about shopping at the Grand Lake Farmers Market around Labor Day. I wrote it with my beautiful bride, Rita, the produce maven. And there's a character in this song named Hugo. He's a cat. We have a white and black cat named Groucho, and we have a black and white cat named Hugo. And I don't remember exactly how it happened, but somewhere over the years we discovered that Hugo likes peas. He's sort of a vegan stalker. He's not interested in chicken, he's not interested in tuna, but if you drop a pea on the floor, he'll chase it. And so he's got us trained over the years to do this repeatedly for him every day. You get a bunch of big fat English peas, and he'll sit there and wait for you to throw one, and he'll chase it around, he'll stalk it around the kitchen, run it down, play with it for a little while like cats are wont to do, and then he'll eat it. He also likes cantaloupe rinds, and again, is not interested in fish or chicken. So he's a vegan predator, our own little Hugie boy, but something very interesting happened today. The other cat, Groucho, they eat separately because of their different dietary things, and so we feed Groucho in the sunroom, and she gets different food than Hugo has because he has a health issue. But, so this one brand of food that we're feeding Groucho has some vegetables in it, and I went out there this morning and I found the cat bowl, and she ate everything in this cat food except the peas. I just think that's the greatest damn thing. Hugo lives for them, and Groucho can't stand them.
Nice.
Well, maybe you had to be there. So this song's about shopping at the Grand Lake Farmers Market, which we did this very morning. I did when I was an immortal kid. The things that I ingested were a crime. All that sugar, starch, and lard were making my aorta hard. And I prefer to live a long, long time. So on market day in our hometown, we rise and shine and head on down where the families and the farmers meet and thrive. Cause we're taking nature's course, we get it fresh right from the source, where the bounty of the county comes alive. I knew you knew it. We'll have yellow thin potatoes and some fat heirloom tomatoes. I think the ones that look the weirdest taste the best. Well, I'll get fish while you go, look for English peas for Hugo, and then we'll shop together for the rest. On market day in our hometown, we rise and shine and head on down where the families and the farmers meet and thrive. Because we're taking nature's course, we get it fresh right from the source where the bounty of the county. Nature Kombuchas are all gone, by gosh, but soon we'll have kombucha squash. Bleach and yams are looking mighty good. Now, darling, don't be bumming. You know those figs are coming, and honey from the bees in the hood. Cherries won't be back till June, but pomegranates are coming soon. The winter greens are sweeter when it's cold. Balance, because healthy life's a challenge, but its many pleasures can't be oversold. And on market day in our hometown, we rise and shine and head on down, where the families and the farmers meet and thrive. Cause we're taking nature's course, we get it fresh right from the source.
I
knew he knew.
Well, if you haven't checked out David's CD, you should. It's very cool. There's definitely more vegetable references on there than just that, right? Alright.
There's some moralistic high horse riding on that record, too. You could say some whinging. It's a professional true love as well.
Well, speaking of vegetables, this one has reference to living on a farm, life on a farm. And actually, my fiance Jenny likes to call this song The Farm. She's way in the back there. But it's actually called Another Soul. And you'll probably see why. I want to live on a farm to learn to use my hands. There's so many secrets there hidden in the land. I want to travel far and wide and listen to my heart. Once you hear it call to you, you will have to start to live a life you love. And love a life you live while you give. Another soul, another soul. Well, my daddy worked all day in the heat to keep my heart beat, and he fed me all the wisdom that a boy would hope to eat. Mama was a good woman, learned to love her sons, letting go all the pain and loss from generations.
Another soul.
father's soul. So I'm off to travel far and wide. Listen to my heart. Once you hear it call to you, you will have to start.
Nice. I bet you could find your way through this one too without much trouble. For friends of mine and family of mine who don't know, this is Zach Matthews. Thank you. And for Zach's friends who don't know, I'm David Gans. And we're at the Nomad Cafe, and that's a wonderful thing. So this is a song I wrote for my beautiful bride. That's real love, so hard to define. Don't you dare decline it when it comes for you. You'll recognize it, you'll come to prize it. That's real love. That's real love. It's such a treasure to take such pleasure in your regard. We've done the hard part. Let's leave with our hearts. That's real love. Studio version of that on the new CD has clarinets in it. Can't do here.
Is it not allowed?
I didn't bring any clarinets.
There you go. Do you know Duncan Paul Simon?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Absolutely. Well, this is how I do it. Just for all the Paul Simon fans.
Oh, man.
Like me, I'm a big, big Paul Simon fan. But some Paul Simon fans don't know this song, so...
He's young, but he likes geezer music.
Couple in the next room, bound to win a they've been going at it all night long. But I'm trying to get some sleep, but these motel walls are cheap. Lincoln Duncan is my name. Here's my song. Here's my song. Father was a fisherman, mama was a fisherman's friend, and I was born in the boredom and the chowder. So when I reached my prime, I left my home in the Maritime, headed down the turnpike for New England, sweet New England. I wore a ring so I could hock it. I like to hock it. A young girl in a parking lot, preaching to a crowd, singing sacred songs and reading from the Bible. Well, I told her I was lost, and she told me all about the Pentecost. Seeing that girl as a rose from my survival. Same night as I crept into a tent with a flashlight. Long years of innocence ended. Well, she took me to the woods, saying, here comes some man, it feels so good. And just like a dog, I was a friend. I was a friend. Oh, oh, what a night, sweet garden of delight. Even now that sweet memory lingers. Well, I was playing my guitar, laying underneath the stars, just a thinking, Lord, for my fingers, for my fingers.
Approximate time period.
Starting a cappella, yeah?
Ready? Is that a good time?
Longer boats are coming to win us, they're coming to win us, they're coming to win us. Longer boats are coming to win us. Hold on to the shore.
They'll be taking the key from the door.
Oh.
but the soul of nobody knows how a flower grows. How a flower grows. The longer boots are coming to win us, they're coming to win us, they're coming to win us.
Cat Stevens put out for several years there, and still remember most of them.
Hey, David, what's that song about?
I read once it was about flying saucers.
Oh, right.
Where's the person
going? Let's ask Reverend Warren, shall we? Pastor Rick. I have a song for him later.
Should we do another duo, or do one?
It's
do a solitary.
Up to you. We could go either way.
All right, I'll try another one. So this one is really arranged for a big band, so I don't know what's going to happen with solo mandolin. We'll see what happens.
To live in
peace and harmony. People of the world, there's just one love. Yesterday is gone. Tomorrow may never come. Yeah, life happens here and now. Listen to your heart, it will show you how.
I mentioned Pastor Rick Warren before. This song's for him. Talking about this and that. Her heart is broken, she's been laid out flat. Things just didn't work out the way she planned. She said, I like you humans better when the wheel was high tech. You're gonna leave this place a smoky and wreck. And I said to her, what the hell are you looking at me for? I recycle. Said in my imagination this was built to last. Makes me sad to see you use it up so fast. Driving them belch fires till the air falls out of the sky. Breaks my heart to I love people more than I probably should. You've got some crazy ideas about evil and good. Compassion's out of fashion all around the world. Fundies with their undies in a permanent twist. Don't they know the heathen have a right to exist? Human nature cannot be denied. Shouldn't have to. I meant to lay down the law, but I got stoned and missed it. I'd forgive my own sins if only I. God said, I've been the victim of identity theft. Spiritual robber barons right and left. Riding to church on Sunday in their stretch Humvees. Telling everybody who to fear and loathe. Never mind the people they could feed and clothe. And claiming that the naming of their demons is the word of me. Even though my phone's unlisted, I leave them a message. Only I existed.
Song and then take a very short break, try a science experiment, and then we'll come back and play some more.
Do you want to try Day Trader, or could you stay safe and play Jacqueline?
Try which?
Day Trader?
Sure.
Or, yeah?
I ain't afeard.
Okay.
I got my cheat sheet. I made careful notes.
Okay. All right, we're going to see what happens when we try this one. This one's one of my more squirrely, twisted tunes. Not really in subject matter as much as form. But David's going to... We tried to teach it to him. I think he's got it. I think he's going to do it. What do you guys think? Is he going to pull it off?
Place your bets in the tip jar.
Yes. Okay, how do we start this, though?
He's asking me. It's the vamp, remember? The
yeah,
D
yeah.
minor vamp?
So I'll give a little intro thing and I'll count you. So... Thank you.
your computer screen. Buy low, sell high, just don't let your life pass you by. When you are sitting there in front of your computer screen, life is more than just a dream, it's the gift for which we die. Life is flowing like a stream, just don't let it pass you by. When you wake up, you will find that you've been there all the time. Try to open up your mind, just remember to be kind. Life pass you by. Well, you are sitting there in front of your computer screen. Drive fast, fly high, look out the window as your world goes by. Stop. Remember to be kind. Just remember to be kind. Just remember. Drive fast, fly high, look out the window as your world goes by. Stop frequently and mingle with the scenery.
Start in G minor like this and then end up in major.
Yeah.
Well, that was probably an exciting moment for David, because he's been talking for a long time about just sitting down and having nothing to play and just improvising on the spot, which is what we did. And I think everybody was sort of having side conversations, but that's cool. That was improvising along with us, so that was cool. But then we took it into the Beatles, which is always a good place to end up with it. What do we got next?
Dishes rattling.
What's that?
Dishes
rattling.
Why don't you play one of yours?
Play one of mine, okay.
Or another song that I might know. Sing Me a River.
Sing Me a River.
Okay. Not Cry Me a River?
No, sing.
Sing Me Back Home. Is that one of yours? I want to hear it. You played a Paul Simon song before.
Oh, yeah.
This one is actually sort of similar to that Paul Simon one. Okay, so this one is, what do I say about this? This is about the power of music to make you feel better when you're not feeling good.
Every day we get closer and closer, the farther away the words we say. I don't know just how long I can stay, or is it worth it anyway? Then the music plays and sings me a river. I'll jump on it, cold don't make me shiver. When the music plays and sings me a river, I will flow downstream. Life on the road, another show to play. There's so much love, how could I turn?
Jump on in.
cold don't make me shiver when music plays. Sings me a river and I won't flow downstream.
Requested by my mom here in the front row. Cold in Minnesota, 10 below outside of Boulder and Albuquerque. I nearly froze. I headed north up to Talkeetna, but the sun it never sleeps there. I'm southbound for San Francisco. And as I'm getting older, there's one thing I know. I'm lonely for that California snow. Lonely for that California snow and rain. Lonely for that California.
that gentle sound. Permanence is illusion to me now. As the miles blur the night to day, I know we are on our way. Just where we're bound, nobody knows. And as I'm getting older, there's one thing I know. I'm lonely for that California snow. I'm lonely for that California snow and rain. I'm lonely for that California snow and rain.
You wanna go back?
I don't know. No, I don't think I do.
To leave the bay when the Great Salt Lake called her away. Fate, it works in funny ways sometimes. And though she's far, I feel her near. In retrospect, it will be clear. She sings a song and packs the things to go. Well, I've seen cold in Minnesota, 10 below, outside of Boulder, in Albuquerque, I nearly froze. I headed north up to Talkeetna, but the sun, it never sleeps there. I'm southbound for San Francisco. As I'm getting older, there's one thing I know. I'm lonely for that California snow. Yes, as I'm getting older, there's one thing I know. I'm lonely for that California snow and rain. I'm lonely for that California snow and rain. I'm lonely for that California snow and rain. I am lonely for that. Sweet snow, my rain, why do you have to go away? My California snow and rain, I don't want to love in vain. California snow and rain.
It's in the queue to learn.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's an awesome song to go into.
Really? Okay. Better advisement for next time.
That's just a little melody that David wrote and showed me today. It's pretty cool.
I got obsessed with it at a party on Christmas Day. Came home and committed it to tape for about 45 minutes. Send him an MP3, and the next thing you know, it's a song. We should do that.
Sure. Yeah, there we go. Okay.
We can probably finish with that. Unless you got something else.
I got something else. We have time.
We have time. I'll try. 24 minutes.
All right, let me try.
23 minutes, but who's counting?
So when I went down to college at San Diego a long time ago, UC San Diego, and I met a guy in the dorms there who was a guitar player and he was a songwriter, and he wrote this song, and that's kind of what inspired me to start writing songs. I hadn't written a song before I heard this one. I was like, man, you wrote that? That sounds like Bob Dylan. So
this is that song?
This is that song. It's called Two-Sided Man, and I don't know if I can remember it. Have you heard this before? You've never heard this? Okay. It's kind of Bob Dylan-y. What's that? Carl Dauphiné is his name. Has anybody heard of a guy named Carl Dauphiné? He's one of the most amazing musicians I knew back then, and I don't know what happened to him. He sort of disappeared into the limbo.
All right. Around San Diego?
Yeah. Or no, he was from Monterey. But anyway, I'll shut up now and play the song for you. And David can try and follow along. It's sort of, you'll catch it. Let's see.
Well, I once saw madness take place within man. Like any good witness, I walked to the stand. Showed them a suspect for them to condemn. I told them the things that I thought he had done. The judge found guilty, no chance to post bail. For long he was spending a lifetime in jail. The day that I see that man had gone free, he came up to me and the boy said, I, oh, I did I am a two-sided man. I, oh, I've talked about living, made plain what I think. Talked about war and all kinds of things. Shown all my viewpoints for others to judge. And gone through this world like a god up above. Everywhere thinking I knew all I could. That bad was all bad and that good was all good. One day do I see that life ain't all it seems. I still feel the doubt in me. I am a two-sided man. I, oh, I am a two-sided man. And I'm right back here at the start. Just when I thought that I'd made it so far. So I'll play on my guitar, within the hopes that I might win your heart. Cause I don't know that much, so I once thought I did. I don't know enough about how I should live. Tell you right now that of one thing I'm sure love is the answer that I'm waiting for. I called up my captain, I told him my thoughts. Told him his ship, it was bound for the rocks. He went on without me and forgot all about me. On leaving, he shouted me, I, oh, I am a two-sided man. I, oh, I am a two-sided man.
Songs I can, keys I can sing.
There you go. All right.
Cool.
She was born.
but we soon became fast friends. Now I've been cut by diamonds, and I'm on the road again. I'm waltzing across Texas, alone, and I don't know why. She looked at me one morning with the light gone. The only step she knows, and if I can't see those brown eyes shine, then I'll take my blues and go.
Thank you. all confused and so bemused by the poor Jacqueline.
If her voice was Irish whiskey and her blue eyes were the sea, oh, what a drunken sailor I would surely be.
Better make it last 10 minutes, man.
Oh, we got
10 minutes.
Oh, okay, well, let's keep
we'll
going.
Do another one of yours, though.
Okay.
You want to do, we could do Jack a Row.
All
right, just do it here. Spend your money on pastry. It's much better for you.
Should I do another? You might not be able to follow this one. It's sort
okay,
of...
Okay, go for it. Thanks for coming.
Maybe I shouldn't do this one. Let's see. What can I do?
And do come, if you don't already have it, do come and take a look at my CD. The ones that look the weirdest taste the best. For sale right here at the front of the stage at the end of the show. Go ahead.
Okay. Let's try this one out and see what happens. All right, this is a story that happened in the east side of the Sierras when I went backpacking with a friend of mine, and he went for a climb. He tried to climb a 14,000-foot peak by himself, which isn't always a good idea when you're out like 3 days of a hike out there. But he tried to climb Mount Darwin. Has anyone ever been? Anyone climbed Mount Darwin? That is ironic. I didn't put that together myself. Well, there's this whole amazing area in the Eastern Sierra where there's Mount Darwin and Mount Mendel and there's a couple other ones, but it's called Evolution Valley. So
don't tell the
Rick
Jesus
Warren
people.
Yeah, really.
Rick Warren is, I think he's going there after the inauguration. He's headed out on a trip there. So.
They made them change Route 666 out there in Utah. Maybe they should move that in Evolution Valley to put all their little boogaboos in one place.
Anyway, so I wrote the song sitting down below watching him climb, and he got totally lost and didn't come back, and it turned into nighttime, and I was sitting there at the bottom getting cold going, man, what do I do? Like, how am I going to tell his mom? That was the part I was really thinking about, but... So I left, and there was nothing else I could do. You know, I didn't just abandon my friend out there. But he came hiking around. He got lost and went over the other side, which took him on like a 12-mile detour after climbing this mountain. And he came back, you know, knowing that I was going to be quite worried, and met me back at camp from the other side. So it had a happy ending, and I decided that I could write a song about it. So good.
I've been here before, Mr. Two Peak climbing high, testing the ice before each step, ensuring his route to the sky. Concentration, focusing his rhythm and his stride, letting go of all his fears, no one left for him to hide. Evolution Valley took us for a ride, climbing Darwin's Mountain.
Now this is his verse, the other guy.
Lemonade, we left Camp Blade. Council of Peaks calls me along. Darwin's Glacier shines on me. My ice axe and crampons put on. Through the pass, I flew right past. No mental notes did I make now. Summiting late in the day, but I had lost my way somehow. Evolution Valley took us for a ride.
Song rehearsed.
Perfect. And you got the words. That's great.
I did. Now, if only I remembered the phrasing. We want to thank you all for coming out this evening.
Yes, thank you so much. It's a pleasure to play for you. So you'll hit that little intro lick kind of thingy. Play the chords and
go. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Wait a minute, intro lick?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean you're just reminding me to push the chord? Or am I playing a part?
Play a little something.
Okay.
Alright, this is one of our favorite songwriters, I would say. Is that true for you too? No?
I don't know. I suppose.
At least in the sheer quantity of songs.
He's put out a few good ones.
He's put out a couple. Still putting out a couple. One, two, three.
It ain't no use to sit and wonder why, babe. If you don't know by now, it ain't no use to sit and wonder why, babe. Don't matter anyhow. When your rooster crows at the break of dawn, look out your window, 'cause I'll be gone. You are the reason I'm traveling. Twice, it's alright. like you've never done before. It ain't no use in calling out my name, babe. I can't hear you anymore.
I'm thinking and I'm wondering all the way down the road. I once loved a woman, a child I'm told. Well, I gave her my heart, but she wanted my soul.
Don't think twice, it's alright. Yeah, baby, it's all right.